Moncrief on News Talk.
Now, paddle has nothing to do with getting your toes wet or whacking someone on the ass during sex. It's a sport that was devised in Mexico 50 years ago and has since swept the world, including Ireland. Barry Coffey is president of the Irish Paddle Association. Afternoon, Barry.
Good afternoon, Sean. Thank you very much for the invitation to be on your show. It's a great pleasure.
We'll find out if it is or not. Could you describe what paddle, how it takes place? What does a paddle court look like?
Okay, well, as you say, paddle started in Mexico in 1969. A gentleman called Enrico Coricha, he wanted to build a tennis court in his home in Acapulco, and he didn't have the space. So he built something a bit smaller, and it was surrounded by walls. He had a fence to stop the ball going into the neighbor's garden. And that was how the paddle court that we know today was born. So a paddle court is about two-thirds the size of a tennis court. So it measures 20 meters by 10. It's got a net stretched across the middle, not unlike tennis or badminton. The difference is the entire playing surface or playing area is surrounded by glass walls. So this brings in the description where people say paddle is a hybrid of tennis and squash. So you propel the ball back and forwards, like in tennis, with a racket or a bat, as we call it. And you can, in fact, allow the ball to bounce off the wall.
Oh, right.
Which gives it the squash the squash piece there that people see. So if you're playing, say, for instance, tennis, the ball goes past you, point over. In paddle, the ball goes past you, it'll rebound off the wall, you've got another chance to play.
As I understand it, it's only played in doubles?
It's only played in doubles, and this is part of the reason I think why it's been so successful, because it's really sociable. It's very, very simple to start. We have a lot of people coming in who've never played any racket sport in their life, and they're thinking, oh, we'll have a go. You know, we've tried other sports. We weren't able to do it. But because the racket is so short, it's a bit like a large table tennis bat. It's so easy to control. And most people of all ages with no experience are walking onto the court. And within a few minutes, they're able to have meaningful rallies. They're getting exercise. And the first thing you hear when you walk into a paddle club, besides the sound of a ball, is people laughing and shouting and generally having a good time.
Yeah.
And that's why it's so exciting.
Yeah. I imagine, though, if you're playing tennis, you're hitting it in one direction and it's going to come back from that direction. But if in paddle, it sounds like it could come back. It could come from any direction.
Well, it's in general, it will come from your opponent's side.
But they could bounce it off a wall or, you know, any of that kind
of thing. Yes, yeah, it will come straight at you. But the ball has to bounce on your side or your opponent's side before they can propel it back. So it's not quite as complicated there, but I can understand why you see it.
Yeah.
And why you think that.
Yeah, but if you're returning a serve, for instance, you don't necessarily have to hit on the court and the other, well, it will, I suppose, but you could return by aiming at a wall on either side, that kind of thing.
You would return the serve straight back. You can make it hit off a wall on your side, but if it hits a wall before bouncing on your opponent's side, the ball is deemed to be out.
Right. Okay. So, but you can, it bounces in front of you. You hit it off a wall, and then it I'm confused.
If it goes back to your opponent's side, you're still in the game.
Yeah.
You're still
okay.
In the game.
How long does an average match? Do you call it a match? How long do they?
Well, yeah, we call it a match. The scoring system is exactly the same as tennis. So six games make up a set. So your average match will take probably an hour to an hour and a half. So it's a good workout. Plenty of time to have a break and a drink in between. Non-alcoholic, of course. Well, not always, of course. And about an hour to an hour and a half.
Yeah.
It's
kind of becoming quite widespread in Europe. Does this kind of sneak in through Spain and those countries first and then kind of spread out?
Yeah, absolutely. The first, a friend of this Mexican chap, Enrique, he saw this court in Mexico, and in 1974 he built some courts in Marbella, in southern Spain, And it really just took off. I mean, we estimate now there's about 20,000 courts in Spain. And,
wow.
And paddle is the second biggest sport in Spain. It's only second behind football. So it spread very quickly to Argentina as well, so South American, Spanish-speaking countries. And in more recent times, there's been an absolutely enormous boom in Scandinavia, so Sweden and Norway and places like that. But also, obviously, it's come to Ireland. It's a few years now. I'm playing since 2015. So it's not that new, but it's taken us quite a while to become an overnight success, and we're chipping away. And you know, the floodgates have opened now. We've seen a lot of, I suppose, the celebrity effect has helped. You're seeing people like David Beckham and footballers like that, and Zinedine Zidane in France. He has a big chain of paddle clubs. Andy Murray, the tennis player, has invested heavily in a company in England called Game for Paddle. So when younger people and older people too, they see these well-known faces playing the game, they think, oh, okay, yeah, well, let's have a go. Let's have a go.
Yeah, and is it still at the stage where people are just playing it for fun? Are there any paddle leagues? Are there any, like, you know, well, big money prizes?
Certainly, there. I mean, on the world level, there's a very lucrative pro tour, heavily invested into now by Middle Eastern countries like Qatar and that. So there's a lot of money in it now, which, of course, will drive it because younger people will see, oh, I could get good at this. It could be an income stream, like kids in Ireland are looking at rugby and tennis and other sports. We're in a development stage in Ireland at the moment. We're trying to get the sport recognized as an official sport, like it is in other countries. We don't currently have an NGB or a national governing body, but we are trying to get that together. And I'm looking greatly at the model, which was such a big success in the UK when, before COVID, there was a group called British Paddle. And I got to know most of them because I was traveling to play on the British Paddle Tour at the time. And they did a merger with the LTA, which is the Lawn Tennis Association, who run tennis and Wimbledon and things like that. And that people like Tom Murray, Peter Mann, Tim Edwards, they drove this. And then when the LTA took over paddle, then the floodgates opened in the UK for paddle because it was declared an official sport, government funding became available. And, well, when you've got funding, you've got success.
Yeah.
So we're in constant talks at the moment with Tennis Ireland, and we're moving in that direction. And hopefully our sport will grow in the same way. Similar success was had with a merger with tennis with in France, in Italy, other countries like that. So, and also a lot of tennis clubs are now putting in paddle courts. So it makes sense to have a merger.
Yeah, and how do you go about being recognised as a sport by Sport Ireland? Do they have to prove it's a sport? Like,
well,
what do they need? Do they want photographs? Do they have to come along and watch it?
Yeah, well, the people at Sport Ireland are very clued in. They know exactly what it's about. It just takes a while to go through the procedures. It just takes a while to get the right things in place.
Okay,
and
you need to have a governing body and
yes,
all that
to make sure that a governing body is in place. Being a governing body is quite onerous. There's a lot of things to be done, and you know we're quite a small organization, and we feel that the best way is to come under the umbrella and work with Tennis Ireland, who already have all of these things in place. You know, because the world is very complicated now. You've got to not deal with just sports. You've got to deal with safeguarding and governance and financials. There's a lot more to it. You know, people see rugby and they think, oh, yeah, rugby. But what goes on at the IRFU is huge work just to keep the sport running.
Yeah.
Or the FAI or, as they say, Tennis Ireland.
Yeah. Now, is there another sport called paddle tennis that's actually played in water?
No, paddle tennis is a misnomer for paddle.
Oh, is it? Right.
Yeah,
well, Wikipedia is long, though. Wikipedia said there's another thing called, not to be confused with paddle tennis, which, you know, has people standing up to their, you know, knees in water, hitting balls at each other, which seems utterly bizarre to me because, you know, you'd spend half your time trying to find where the ball is. Barry, thanks a million for talking with us today. That was Barry Coffey there, president of the Irish Paddle Association.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.